Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, canine alert. Everybody, let me make it very, very clear. Anybody talking about losing right now needs to get the hell off the phone. Jump off. This is not the format for that. I don't know what the heck house money means and don't give a crap about house money. The Warriors that went in Rome, the Spartans, they knew that death was losing. There is no other option. We don't debate what the hell the outcome is going to be. The outcome is victory. We're going there to win the game, period. There is no other outcome. I love y'all. Love AWOD. That's my dog. He's doing his job because he's relating to people that have not been in the arena. Well, I've been in the damn arena. And what I'm telling you is that there is nobody on that Commanders team that has entertained the thought of losing the game at all. They're going there with purpose. They're going there to win the game on the field. House money. Ain't nobody thinking about no damn house money. If you're scared, don't go. House money. Yeah, Philadelphia's loaded. Do you know how many times Philadelphia's fan base has been pissed off because the visiting team came into the vet, South Philadelphia, and kicked their ass. Okay? They have done that. Kicked their ass. We've seen it over and over and over. And it will happen again if y'all get the hell out of the way. Talking about, well, we've had a really great season. We ain't done nothing yet. Because you haven't won anything. The key is to go down there and put your foot right up their rear end and handle your business. And then we've done something because we won the NFC championship. Championship. That's what it's all about. Winning championships. We're not going out there to get a participation trophy. That's what the hell the problem with the part of the generation. They gave you trophies for showing up. Not your fault. It's your parents' fault. Wanted your Timmy's feelings hurt. Nobody wanted to get his feelings. He participated. You don't get nothing unless you got first, second, or third place. A lot of us grew up that way. And we came out all right. It's okay. Participate with it. House money. The hell is house money? These dudes have earned the right to be in the game. You know who hasn't? The Lions. The Lions. They were so busy, everybody's worrying about the next job. They didn't handle their business. And they got their ass kicked. So go ahead on and go to Chicago, go to New York, go wherever the hell you want to go and get your new job going. Because here's what you didn't do. You didn't handle your business. The business is to beat Philadelphia's behind, like most people have done when they went up to South Philadelphia in this time of the year and put their foot up their rear end. Are they loaded? Yes, they are. They're very good. So are we. So are we. So do me a favor. For the next few hours that I'm on the air, save that for another guy. Don't bring that crap up to me about, well, we had a pretty good year. Well, now we've done nothing yet, but we're getting close. We're getting close. We got unfinished business. We're not going out here to get a participation trophy. We're going out here to get the Lombardi trophy. That's the goal, the Lombardi trophy. Everything else pales in comparison. Max, I apologize. You couldn't help when you were born. You couldn't help when you were born. But I've had enough of it all week. These kids have come together. They're a band of warriors. Whether you wanted Dan Quinn or not, you don't have a vote in this thing. He's the best man for it, and he proved it. As if you got a vote. Well, I didn't like him. Nobody gives a damn what you thought about it. You don't have a vote. DQ is the guy, and he's proven it over. And how much does he have to do? He's resurrected the dead. This was a garbage program, and he woke it up. And he's not done. He's not done. They're not done. Thank God. They're not regular listeners talking to him like they're some junior high team and showing up. Yeah, everybody's got strengths. Eagles are loaded. Remind me a lot of the old days. We lost with a powerful team, too. Everybody has. You think JD5 is worried about nothing. If we protect, we win. We don't turn the ball over, we win. We handle our business, we win. We're trained for this. This is not the opening week in Tampa. We've already slayed that giant. House money. My behind. How do you process thoughts about losing? You don't go in the arena thinking about losing. Back in the day, the Warrior went in the arena, and if he lost, he died. You sounded like some, oh, I'm still going to be rich. Win, lose, or draw, I'm still going to be rich. That's not what these guys are thinking about. They're processing this thing to win it all. I guess if they win this next, a lot of you will be saying, well, we made it to the Super Bowl. Doesn't really matter if we win. We got there. Crap. They're trying to get in this thing and win it all. 30 years of garbage, BSers, con men, and finally you got purity in here. The least you can do is support the hell out of them all the way through it, not talking about losing in the biggest game of the year. There is nothing about that that's going to happen. We're going there with purpose, and the purpose is to win the game. We're going to bring some Warriors on today to echo this sentiment so you just don't think I'm insane. I'll bring on some other nuts so they can share this with you because you need to hear it from people that have been inside the arena. Former Super Bowl champion Vernon Dean will join us. My dog, all-time leading rusher, the University of Maryland, Lamont Jordan, because Saquon needs to be described. Saquon is a savage. He is an absolute savage. Love this brother. But you know, for 2.5, 3 quarters or so, we kind of had something going, but then we didn't finish the job. Listen to Joe Witt Jr. He's an animal. Love him. There's work that got to be done. Do they have the upper hand? Look at their record. Yeah, they do. They got a nice club. So what? So did Detroit. So did Detroit. Boy Wonder, Mr. OC, yeah, looking for jobs. Keep jump. Congratulations. You got a job. You got a job. Hallelujah. But you let down a group of guys that fought their guts out for you and got your ass kicked. Stay focused. You think this stuff is easy? It's not. Nothing easy about it at all. Mac the Sack, Tony McGee. One of the major reasons we won Super Bowl 17 is Anthony McGee. One of the reasons they will hoist the Lombardi Trophy here is because of our middle linebacker. It reminds me so much of Fletcher. Wags, man. Wagner. Not the fastest, not this, all that, but I tell you what he is. Absolutely, he will die on the job to get the job done. Ertz, I've heard it. I've heard all of you. Oh, Ertz, catch and drop. Yeah, let me see you go out and do what he's done. He's a baller, absolute warrior. Towards the end of his career, and what is he doing? What is he doing? He's laying his guts on the line for somebody to talk about house money. This warrior's dragging his body out there trying to get to the Lombardi Trophy. And somebody would reference, well, it's been a nice season, bull malarkey. You think Ertz and Wagner are talking about checking out? Trophy. Derek Dockery, Longhorn. We got a problem up front. Their defensive line is a problem. Yeah, but it's not like we haven't played them. Not like they, you know, we talking about the steel curtain. Look, nobody has gone undefeated but one team. The Miami Dolphins. That's it. Nobody else. Make them bigger than life. Tell you what happened. I'm so thankful. They don't pipe these airwaves into the park. Well, if we've had a good season, well, no matter what. One 800-636-1067 is the number. Max, sometimes you just got to do what's right. You got to be you, and that's what's going to happen. And what's new?
What's new?
It just irritates the hell out of me to send our warriors off with people talking about failure. Just the thought of it.
Yeah.
How weak can you be?
You can't go into championship week with that mindset. Like you got to go in killer mentality, dog eat dog. It's one on one. You got here for a reason. You're here for a reason. Now go show everybody why you're here.
Well, you know, I understand it's an entertainment business. It's entertainment, I understand all that. But let's not take it too far. There's also got to be some substance in it. And if you don't know, ask somebody. House money. Well, you know, we've had a hell of a year. We've done nothing yet. Compared to the past, what is that? You in last place every season. But I guess that's all you know. Hoyas basketball coming up. Get off to some hoops. I'll jump in the cold shower, pop back out. If you're still here, we'll wrap it up.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Exclusive digital deal of the week. Lucerne shredded, sliced, or chunk cheese, 6.84 to 8 ounce varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Mad Max on Vibes, DOC on the microphone. It is the weekend that we redefine what we're all about. Championship weekend. Feels good. Back home, back where we belong. And these kids have earned it. They have worked their tails off for it. Shout out to all of you that have made the investment. You travel with them like rock stars. You going into a hostile environment again. And just proud of you. Proud of you and the way you handle your business. And you realize that if 30 years, you would never think that that would be possible. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Yeah, it happened. When you let it seepage, when you let, you become lethargic. You start letting the little things creep in. That's why from day one, DQ, how they warm up, they have never backed off. Day one, the whole process, they deserve it. Nobody's giving them anything. House money. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Real warrior, Anthony McGee, Mac the Sack. Black High Tops, bottom of the hour. Start off, K9, Bonesy. Welcome.
Hey, shout out to my man, Max. What's up? Hey, what's going on, Doc? Hey, man, I've been saying this from day one, man. You know, you see, you got a lot of these people that's on the bandwagon now. They wasn't here when we was winning them Super Bowls, when we was going to them Super Bowls. See, I don't know, you know, house money. You know, I turn the radio down when the other guys be talking about if ain't no if. We going up here in Philly to kick some ass. That's what we going up here to do. I'm so sorry, man, that the game is in Philly, you know, because I don't want to go up there and put myself in jeopardy because the fans going to be mad at me. So I made a conscious decision to sit my butt down here. You understand? Because they're going to be mad at me because Jaden Daniels and the Burgundy and Gold are going up there to whoop that ass. Simple as that. You know, if y'all don't believe me, just sit back and watch and see. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate
Doc.
Your call, Bonesy. Two-pick going out to Texas where there's a lot of things going on in the air. What up?
What up, Doc? I love the way you started the show, Doc. You started this show BTA, belt to ass, Doc. There is no way that Dan Quinn, Adam Peters, and the rest of that team, the rest of them coaches, are boarding a plane, taking a bus, taking a train to go to Philly to say, we just here to participate. Are you kidding me? There's no guarantee you getting back here next year. Ask Detroit. Ask Detroit. Ask Baltimore, who told Kansas City at the beginning of the season that we'll see you in the championship game. They said that is no guarantee. So if you think that these players are here for a participation trophy, you're thinking wrong. You don't get up every day to be number two. You get up every day to be number one. Go out, kick some ass, take some names later. You don't go to participate. I love the way you started the show, Doc. I love how, you know, I rock with you. You've been in this before. You had this experience. You know what it's like. So for everybody else talking that it's been a good season stuff, miss me with that. Thank you, Doc. I appreciate you, man.
Appreciate it, Pick. Well, here's my job. I'm just doing my job. My job is to make sure that the hip and paired get educated on something that you have. Why would you know? I'm not blaming anybody. I'm providing a service. And you need to understand that those guys over there don't think like we think, me included. They have a higher level of training. Hell, I couldn't get through pregame warm-up. These dudes are built different, and that's why I don't want them to be disrespected. There's nothing that burns me up more than to think we're going to pay. Oh, nice try, guys. Are you kidding me? These dudes are going in there with the purpose in mind of victory. There's no reason in the world for them not to be able to win the game. Yeah, the Eagles are good. Guess what? Everybody's good in the NFL. They might even be the best physical talent. But if you're not reading the tea leaves properly and you don't realize that they got some problems going on mentally, then you dumb as bricks from a sports standpoint. Not IQ. You're brilliant because you're listening. But from a sports IQ, check yourself. This is a team that fell off the map a year ago. They have some internal garbage. Something's going on. It's like a virus. Whatever it is, something's up. Are they physically imposing? Yeah, they are. But there's doubt. All you need is a doubt. There's doubt. A little crack in the armor. That's all you need. Murph in Atlanta, what up?
Doc, you have me so fired up right now. And my confidence level has gone up like 3,000% after hearing your opening. And that guy before was he was dead on. BTA, belt to ass. It reminds me of the time back in the day I was there when we were yelling, go, we want Dallas, we want Dallas. The stands were going crazy. Yeah. And what was that game where I think it was the same year where Butts kept saying to Randy White, we're coming at you, Randy. We're coming at you,
yeah,
Randy.
Grim. Yeah, Grimmy.
Oh, it was Russ. It was Russ. All right.
Yeah, Grim.
But, yeah, we have nothing to be – I hope that – I know they have your ear. I hope they're listening to you, Doc, and I'm sure that they have the same attitude that you have. We are coming at them.
I don't know. I'm not talking to them. They got a coach. They got a GM. They don't need – I'm not talking – I'm talking to you people who follow them, who are the support system, and I want you to understand it from somebody that's been inside the arena. That's all I'm – it's just not a bit. I'm not doing an act.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Love it.
I don't give a damn about – this is not about a rating or a cue. This is so you don't repeat something that could contaminate the fan base.
Yeah, I don't say
we're
that,
not just
that.
Happy
no
to
way.
Be there.
Absolutely. Hail to the Redskins.
Hail to the W. Appreciate
Redskins.
That.
Love you, Bill.
Appreciate
we'll
that.
Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Appreciate that. Competence. Love it all the way through. Max, how we doing on time?
We're doing great. We can get one more in if you want.
We'll
we can get out.
K-9.
We can get
K-9. Jonesy.
Good morning, Doc. Hey, I'm glad you're on the air. You are definitely what's needed and what's ordered to get us pumped up and ready to roll. Look, this, I'm with everybody else. I don't need a belt, but get me a pair of boots because this is boots to asses, and we need all hands on deck to do this. We're going to take these chumps down. We can get it done. Boom, you just got an assignment or two to carry through. That's it. Win or go home. This ain't about no, like you said, accolades and coming in second place, third place, and just for showing up. Hell with all that. We're going there to win. That's right. We're going in there to go inside the refrigerator, screw up the living room with the food that we don't like because everything's green up there. We're going up there to turn everything burgundy and gold with coming out with the W because we're trying to go to Super Bowl, Doc. It's been years, and now they woke up a sleeping giant. Very early. Let's go. Let's get it. Let's win. And I'm at the end. Talk to you later.
We got it. We got time to get Mark and Largo.
Sure. Why not?
All right. Let's go. Marco, welcome home.
What's up? Doc. Bruh.
It's business time,
31
brother.
Years you and I have been talking, bruh. 31 years, Doc.
Yes,
from 570 to 980 to 106.7. 31 years you and I have been talking. Let me say this, man, and I'm just going to paraphrase it like this. This is POA, Piss Off America, because nobody wants us in the Super Bowl. None of the people want us. The bettors don't want us in the Super Bowl. Nobody wants us. But here's what I will say, and this is so true to today, and everybody needs to carry this. 45 years ago in June of 1980, a young 20-year-old male took his basketball team to the championship and won it in South Philly. And 45 years later, being the owner of a team, he's going to manage a football team where another rookie takes a team in South Philly and win a championship. The first of two he's going to get, the next one in 2 weeks, where he will be league MVP. This is about us, man. This is about people like you. And this is about all the people before us who've gone on the other side. Who loved this team, my mother, my family who's not here no more. I mean, your family who's not here no more. Everyone's family who's not. Look, this is bigger than everybody, what everybody is thinking. This ain't about no damn participation trophy. When you got a chance to win a damn title, you win it this year. You win it and you piss off America. POA. They don't want Jaden in the Super Bowl because they know Jaden's going to win. Doesn't matter who's there, if it's Buffalo, which the Commanders / Redskins are their daddies anyway, or we in the three-peat of the great Patrick Mahomes, and he's a great player. Philadelphia's a great team, but damn it, so are we. And we beat them the last time we played them. Damn it, we beat Detroit, and we're going to beat Philly tomorrow. Someone called and said 34-20. I got 48-26, and here's the reason why. Philadelphia's going to fall behind real early. And then they're going to start to press and get nervous. And all we're going to do is get turnovers. B-Rob's going to have a big game tomorrow, Doc, because this hurry-up offense, the one thing they're going to do, and Cliff is going to kick on this, is get these big bozos in the middle, Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter, they're going to get tired. And by the third and fourth quarter, they're going to be too tired. 48-26, we're kicking ass tomorrow. Unbelievable. Out.
It sounds great, brother. I hope you're a fortune teller. I don't have that skill set, but I do know how to get to break. And when we come back, we're going to bring a man in who just had a birthday a week ago. I think he turned 98, 99, somewhere close to 100. Tony McGee joins us when we come back here on Overtime. Well, we appreciate you joining us here on 106.7 The Fan Overtime. And those of you tapping in on MGM National Listener Line, and we'd now like to welcome our first guest, courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And it is my old teammate, and I don't say old just because he just turned, 95, just turned 95. And you know, yeah. We laugh, but who wouldn't? Who wouldn't give a finger to get in their 90s?
Yeah, no question.
You know what I mean?
No question.
I mean, when you had the life as good as you had, who would want that to end? Can you believe that of all the crap we've talked over the years, that this team, which reminds me so much of the 83 team, and that it's like a band of gypsies, and they play for the guy next to them. Now, the city has a huge influence. They feel that vibe. They're going to feel it in Philly. But just like you did, and you came in as a veteran, I said it earlier today, that what Bobby brings to this team, you brought to our group. Somebody's got to be there that's actually been through stuff. If you led by a bunch of puppies, one of them going to go astray. When I'm looking at Bobby Wagner, and when I'm looking at, on the offensive side, what Ertz has provided, and I don't know if you felt that obligation, but you had an enormous amount of work on your hands because you had a lot of young puppies around you that needed you to be that dude. Friendly, also stern, and to make sure we were listening.
I tell you what, Doc, you know, you just described, and really we do a lot of joking, but then sometimes we come into it from the vest and how we feel. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny you would say that when I came here, as you already know, I was an older veteran. I was in my 12th mm-hmm. year, something like that, 10, 11th year. And with a bunch of you young guys running around, and the thing about this, I can remember your face vividly from a game we had just played in New England, and both of us on punt teams. And mm-hmm. I said, that brother got a little baby face. But, you know, I think when I came in here and I looked around, I looked at you had a center named Jeff Bostic that mm-hmm. a lot of people didn't talk about him. And he's 6'2", and he only weighed 240, 250. But he gets the job done. You look at the Hawks. Look at you, a brand new position. Nobody knew about that. H-back in the big tight end doing everything. But then when I came here, it gave me a chance, an old veteran, to see how a team developed. Now when I digress and go back and look at this team right here, I see the same thing, Doc. You know, you can look at when we first started out last year, a little bit year before last, when we talk about the four number one draft choices on the defensive line, we got two or three down draft choices at the defensive back. We got a couple at linebacker, but we had no production. And then when they started to get rid of people, we started saying, well, what are they doing? But what you see they have done is the same thing that Coach Gibbs did with us. He picked out the best fruit. It may not look good. Mm-hmm. It may not have all the standards that you look for, but it's the best fruit. And that's what this team has done. And what I like about this team, like when you go to people like you had Chase and you had all these high-priced defensive linemen, the only one that I really feel should still be here is the gentleman up in Chicago because he was tight. But then you look at that man, and they do their jobs, and that's what's most important. We always knew when Chase was in there, he's going to get up, he's going to go 5 yards, and then he's going to go inside. If he don't go inside, he's going to stick there. He's going to fight with the man and let the quarterback get out a little bit too quick. I'm not even a tackle when I picked that up. So as I said, as you said, when I looked at this team when I got here, I didn't think I saw. I thought this was my last ride. They just put me somewhere. But I saw a team grow from being a young team until Super Bowl champ.
Philly, when I look at their D-line, I think about the guys you play with, you know, and people don't get it, man. I mean, when you have interior people like Perry Brooks and World Grant, Dave Butts and company, it's the interior guys that have the ability to rush the quarterback that makes you unique.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And one of those Doc, they are covering up in that middle, whereas your edge rushers, they're doing what they're supposed to. They're supposed to go up and make that pocket shrink down to a small amount. But you got to have the big people in front. It's, hey, i.e., look at the gentleman up in look at Hayward's son up there in Pittsburgh. He's not the player he used to be, but he may block 10 balls at the line of scrimmage to save them five games. Mm-hmm. So that's what you have to look at. And that's what them outside people, keep them contained, make them step up. Inside people, get enough pressure where either you can get your hands up or get a sack. That's what I'm talking about, learning your position, playing your position, and not trying to do more than you can do. Be who you are, and that's what you do, and trust your teammates.
Super Bowl champion, Tony McGee. Tony McGee's Pro Football Plus, and I know that, Donna, she's going to be mad at me. I said, I got to get the boss on today. Plus, she's traveling and doing her thing. She's doing a great job. And I wonder what you and Gary and the guys have been talking about as the key. We realize on paper, Philadelphia is, I mean, it's a beast. But beasts fall, they're slain all the time. What, in your mind, the key for the Commanders to win the ball game?
The key is to shut down the run. And you say, shut down the runner, the best runner in the game. Mm-hmm. Look at all of his film. The one thing that makes him dangerous is two things. Number one, he can stop and make a cut and go back and still get up to high speed. Or number two, which is really number one, he doesn't have to slow down to make a cut. So he can make this cut right. He's running full speed. That's what makes him, that's why he break off so many big runs. If I'm a defensive line coach, I got my four defensive linemen T-gapping. I got my two inside linebackers covering the inside hole. My outside, you stay there, but they stay in a position where you can cover my tight end. But you got to make him stop. He's going to be good to stop, but it's better to make him stop than him not to stop. First, I do that to stop him. Quarterback, we know he's injured. So we got to evaluate which leg is the worst. Which, if you look at it, it's his right leg. So what you got to do is force him to use that leg more than any other time. And when you see him in there, you can see already that he doesn't want to run. He's number two. You got to stop him because they got a wide receiver that we may not have a defensive back can stop. So if you stop that quarterback, put a little pressure on him, make him have to move around, stop that running game. The other ones will be ancillary people that he'll come to them and everything, but I'm not saying Brown is not that because this is one team that's loaded all the way down. And even their offensive line is good. But if you stop those things, you know what that means, Doc? That means to play on their side of the ball. You can't let them win. And that's the one problem we have seen this year as well as last year. We let teams play on our side of the ball too much. We got to control that line of scrimmage. Stop, make him have to make cuts. He's still going to make big runs. But you really mess up his program and make him have to think about doing things rather than just doing them naturally.
Love the breakdown. I mean, it's their two tackles are rated top two tackles in the league versus run and pass. They're very, very good. I know you study them. You try to get the matchups going. Our ends are squeezing as much pressure as possible. We've been opportunistic, I think, Joe Witt Jr., we'll have a good plan. And I just like, I take the first game up in Philadelphia. People act like we got boat rope raced. That was not the case.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I'm pulling for it. But I just thought we started off today and people were talking about this. I don't know what house money means. Is if we were given, they were giving us a participation trophy. We did good. For just being that good. What the hell are y'all talking about?
We're playing this with house winnable. Money. Come on now.
House money.
And you know, you see, but that shows you how little people know about the game. And you know what, Doctor, one thing about it, you know, you played it, you've talked it, you've been it. And the one thing about it, this is no time, no joke time here. Ain't no house money out here because nowhere's a home. And the one thing about it, just like they say on the songwriter say, you need to know when to leave the table when love is not being served there anymore. So it ain't no homes in the playoffs. You got to go on out there, and wherever you are, that's home. So, you know, they ain't playing with no house money. And when you say house money, it's like you're not supposed to be here. They are supposed to be here. When you win 6 or 7 games in a row, no matter how, you may get a little luck. We may get a little luck. I'm sure you and I went to 2 Super Bowls together, and we can count sometimes when we were lucky. Let's just be real. Then we can count sometimes, like that Green Bay game, where y'all put 40 up on the board. Y'all put 39, and we give them 40.
You know, you're going to have games like that.
Yeah. But all of that, comes into play about why your season and a championship team will overcome those problems. Mm-hmm. And that's what I wanted to say last about this team. If you look, they were doing well, but they kept making major mistakes at the wrong time. They should have blown the teams out. If you go back to Philadelphia last year and year before, we've had some close games. But mistakes come in. The one thing we haven't heard this year that I'm so happy, they don't look like they're in shape. We haven't heard that one. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we heard that so much out of the last few years. So, you know, you look at this team, and this have a team that has a chance to build a dynasty. Yes, we know we're riding on Daniel's back. But at the same time, you have to do that sometimes. But at the same time, you do not want to count on that. Because if he gets hurt, or anything happens, then you're through. But I think they're diversified enough. They bought in enough people. And one thing about it, Doc, you know, if you don't have the confidence in the locker room, you don't have it on the field.
And that's probably where we were the strongest, in the locker room. Hey, man, mm-hmm. This is awesome. I don't know what Novena did this. I don't know how she wired you up. But this was fantastic. It must be some new technology going on in Atlanta. I got to investigate this, but you were fantastic. Nothing but love for you, my brother.
And you as well, man.
Yeah, we'll talk. We'll talk. We'll talk after the victory.
Okay, sounds like a winner, Doc.
All right, good deal.
Have a good one, my man. In a minute.
That's my dog, man, Anthony McGee. As Coach Thompson would say, he is simply one of the best. Still coming up, the pride of San Diego State University. Former Super Bowl champion Vernon Dean and the Longhorn, my dog, DD, Derek Docker. We got a lot going on right here on Overtime, 106.7. And so Max just gave me the word. So we will be Brother Dean, the Aztec, with us top of the hour. So let's get busy. Shout out to J.P. Finley, part of that. I tell you what, man, that fearsome foursome, B. Mitch Finley, Landfill, and Hollywood Walker. It's awesome making it up to South Philadelphia, and hopefully we'll get a chance to hear from him in the winning locker room following the ball game. So we got a shot to get the doctor in?
Yeah, we got some time.
Okay, Dr. Sabah. Welcome.
Hey there, Doc. Thanks for taking my call, man. I was on the elliptical listening to him in Atlanta. We won. We beat a ranked team last night.
Well, good deal.
Had 16 points, 3-3.
I love victories.
We needed a win. We got another game tomorrow. So, but listen, I sent you that thing. I tried to reply to you on Twitter. Won't let me reply anymore. I guess I have to be verified or something before I can reply to you.
Ain't no telling.
Yeah. Anyway, but I sent you that thing. You are so right. This thing is all about carpe diem. You remember that Dead Poets Society? Robin Williams, he was talking to the guys, and they looked at the old picture of the old football team, and he said, seize the day, because you're just going to be ashes one day. You know, this is the time. This is not the time to say, oh, we're happy to be here. This is the time to do it.
No.
Carpe diem.
Next year's not promised.
Seize the day.
Yeah,
right, next year, we're not
all
promised
screwed up. Yeah,
right, we're not even
guys
promised
that
the Super
play for
Bowl,
money. Yeah, we people, the team is never the same.
Nope, everything
isn't
changes.
The coaches, well, you may not have your whole staff.
Right, you're going to lose
look
some of those
Detroit.
Guys. Yep.
Look at Detroit. They'll never be the same because the staff is not going to be intact.
And
people
when you get
on.
So close, right, when you get so close and fail, it hurts you a lot worse.
Yeah, that's
it
right.
It hurts
finish
a lot worse
it.
Than not even getting there. You
that's
need
right.
to
finish
seize
it.
The day. Carpe diem, 31-24. Redskins win, baby.
Finish it. Appreciate you. Give baby girl a high five for me. Love that, man. No, don't take it for granted. You've been really quiet, Max. That tells me, did you lose?
No. No, actually. I made quite a bit of money off that divisional round game.
Oh, you hot?
Oh, yeah. A little too hot. So I got to dial it back.
I'm not scared.
No, I'm not scared. I'm not betting with my wallet this weekend. I'm betting with my heart, which is the whole thing. So the closer we get to kickoff, the more likely I am to place a wager or two, but most of my rooting interest is gonna be with the old ticker.
Okay. Well, it's strong, man. It's strong.
I hope.
How lucky are we though, man? What a great vibe. Just to be in it.
Nobody luckier.
We'd have been talking about the draft. Do you know how much we'd have been talking about Shador? We'd been talking about Prime.
Yeah.
Do you realize we've been on the air now for as many minutes as we've been on, and there's not been one mention of America's team?
Oh, man. And they just made a great hire, too, which is a...
No, had there been a bet, we could have placed a bet and won $1 million. There's no way you could have convinced me that we could have gone an hour on the air and not one reference to America's team.
Are they even America's team anymore, Doc? The question has to be asked. I mean, a lot of people are forgetting about them Dallas Cowboys now because, you know, Jerry's driving them right into the ground.
I wouldn't insult America, but a lot of people like to do that.
Well, that's true.
That tells you where we're going, man. And we're lighting it up in the nation's capital. Convoy going to South Philadelphia. My mother, boy, J.P. Finley. You know J.P.'s not driving. He is driven. Let's get that straight. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Absolutely.
He made it kind of sound like he was driving. Yeah, right.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, we're going to break on that. We will charge into the 1 o'clock hour with great passion, and still got some people we want to hear from: Derek Dockery and Vernon Dean. Yeah, coming up next. So stay with us right here on 106.7 The Fan, Overtime with the DOC and MAX.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.